Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I just gave a class on the behavior of oceanic shark species. In particular, I talked about the white-tip shark, Longimanus, the mako, and blue sharks. I understand that there are three completely different species in pretty much everything except that they all frequent the open ocean, and so facing all the same problem. The problem is food. You may think that this can't be because it's the open ocean. Well, this is especially true for the open ocean, that food is often very limited. And so this frequent scarcity is something that all three species have to deal with, and it seems they'll do it the same way. They do not dilly-dally when encountering new and unfamiliar objects, but go for it. So what does that mean when it comes to humans? Well, their hesitation is barely developed, and I have seen all three species moving rather quickly. Normally, we use the inner circle as a first boundary, and that is also the initial marker as those three species, but coming that close right from the get-go is pretty unusual when sharks explore on something unfamiliar. So why do they do it then so quickly, should more than one shark be around? Likely the reason is competition. Would a shark hesitate to get close or closer right away when exploring something unfamiliar? Another shark may not hesitate, move in, bite it, and if it's palatable, eat it. Does this then mean that these three species are more prone to bites after initial contact? No, not at all, but because they come closer much quicker, it can feel very disturbing. Should such a shark home in right from the get-go, and chances are you may feel threatened and then try to hit the shark should it become really that close. Which, of course, is never a good thing. Hitting a shark is never a good thing, despite that you quite often can read that on the internet that you should hit the shark's snout, poke it in the eye or the gills. Hitting a shark is never, ever the answer. Anyway, assume you're out there with one of these three species. Although just a single animal is present, would you then have to do something differently compared to more reef-dwelling sharks? No. Except you should deal with the sharks under the premise that the entire recognition exploration phase may be fast-tracked, and that can be sort of scary. Of course, this is when people will call the shark to be aggressive. But remember, there's nothing aggressive in them. The animal just comes across a bit too goal-oriented, too straightforward, without the usual hesitation that one can normally observe and expect when a shark starts to explore. But of course, in order to see the difference, one has to have experience with other sharks of other species and how they normally behave. Anyway, there is less food out there, and so a trigger is given that these sharks may drop their regular boundaries and come closer. So what to do? Well, as I just mentioned, you do the same as always. Go vertical, pivot with the shark, and stand your ground. Nothing more, nothing less. Of course, this then raises the question what to do next, since the shark is likely not going anywhere. True, and here lies probably the main difference when you face a shark in open water compared to shallow areas where likely more structures are available. You cannot withdraw, since there's no shoreline. Of course, there must be a boat or so close by, otherwise how would you end up out there? Anyway, withdrawing can be an issue or is a main issue. So first, do nothing and just wait and see. Does the animal remain close at the inner circle or move in and out? Once you get a feeling for it, approach a shark or at least move towards it and see what happens. Don't worry, none of these three species has a mean streak or so, and they won't retaliate just because you try to get closer. Look for the reaction in the animal. Look for the distance the animal tries to put in between you and itself. Does it back off, quickly increase his maneuverability, or do something else? Observe and interpret the scenario. In most cases, at least what I've experienced, is as long as no food is in the water, makos have the tendency to back off or even leave. Not so blues or oceanics, they rather stick around. But even if the mako would not leave either, Should you feel uncomfortable, it would be the time to call in the boat. But if there is no boat available, since, let's say, you drifted off or got disconnected from your group during a dive and had to ascend early, what then? Until someone sees you, hopefully the boat driver, you have to deal with the situation, the shark or sharks. It is very important, should you be at the surface, that you not constantly look for the boat, but keep an eye on the shark. And there's pretty much only one thing that you can do, and this is keeping the shark or sharks at bay and make sure that the inner circle of it is not overstepped. So that means if the shark is approaching you in a frontal manner, do the same at closer distance. So should the shark swim by in a more passing manner, you then have to do anything since the shark still keeps its escape routes open, so it's still very much concerned not to get too close. So during these encounters, just observe the way a shark comes closer and what direction it chooses with reference to you. Simple, right? Overall, yes. But it can be unnerving, especially if you have to wait for a rather long time until the boat arrives. But keep in mind, as long as the shark or sharks is aware that you keep a close eye on it, and as soon as they may change into a frontal approach, you move towards it or them, nothing will change, except that the shark may leave. And always remember, you always deal with the shark that is the closest to you, okay? Even if this is maybe the smallest animal or the biggest animal, it doesn't matter. Always focus on the shark that's closest to you. In my experience, I never hope for the departure or withdrawing of a shark beyond visual boundaries, since that leaves the entire encounter in the quote-unquote hands of the shark. But I like to be proactive and move when necessary. I hope this clarifies encounters with oceanic species and gives you the tool to deal correctly with such a situation. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.